Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Starting out this new year, one of our goals is to be more consistent and committed to prayer. Pastor and author Brian Chappell suggests the key to praying is in doing it backwards. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. It's a discussion on how to make praying in Jesus' name the beginning of our prayer instead of the end, and how that will change our lives. His book is called Praying Backwards: Transform Your Prayer Life by Beginning in Jesus' Name. He spoke about the role of disappointment in our prayer lives and the impact our circumstances have on our total dependence on our line of communication with God.
Well, all of us are taught to pray for the things that we desire, and that we're taught that in Scripture itself. But the things that we are to desire, most of all, are God's purposes to be fulfilled in us. I am sure that the Christian martyrs of the past prayed that God would deliver them. I'm sure that those people who are suffering in our world today for the sake of Christ, for righteousness' sake, are praying that God would ease their pain and suffering. I was in China just recently and talking with the Chinese government and others about perhaps lifting some of the limitations that are putting upon Christians in China. But it was interesting to actually hear some of the Chinese church leaders say, we're not sure how healthy it would be for the church to have no pressures at all from the government, because the church has thrived in China as people have learned to depend upon God rather than upon their own efforts. And if there were no pressures, no oppression, no need to be dependent upon God, would the Chinese church continue to grow by the tens of millions as it has over the last few decades? Now, in my humanity, I want to say, well, God, just take all the pressures away, and that'll be best for your people. But God may know that in a fallen, difficult world, if people never have to say, I need the Lord, and I need eternity more than earthly blessing, then they may not actually turn to Him. And a certain amount of earthly pressure is not only going to release our hands from dependence upon this world's goodness, it may actually lead us to telling other people of how they also need to search for the Lord who holds eternity and not just this earth in His hands. It's strange to say that the things that we may think God ought to do are not necessarily the things that are best for God to do. And so when we pray in Jesus' name, we're actually praying for Him to do as He knows is best, because then we will be most fully blessed.